VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe opposition leader Nelson Chamisa held a press conference Friday following the release of the official results of Monday's presidential election.
Today is a day of mourning. Mourning over democracy. It is a black day because we are seeing a repeat of what we saw during the yesteryear regime.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission declared incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa the winner of Monday's contest with 50.8% of the vote. The opposition has rejected those results. Clashes with authorities resulted in the deaths of six people earlier this week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Singapore. Economic opportunities in the Indo-Pacific region and security are the major focus of Pompeo's visit.
We appreciate ASEAN's ongoing efforts to promote peace and stability in the region, support the rule of law in the South China Sea, and to strictly enforce sanctions on North Korea.
He said that the United States is also working with ASEAN member states to counter the threat of terrorism and violent extremism in the region. Pompeo started his Southeast Asia tour Thursday in Malaysia. Pompeo is the first senior U.S. official to visit Malaysia since Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad took office following a May election dubbed, quote, quite historic by a senior State Department official. Pompeo met with Mahathir early Friday and congratulated the people of Malaysia on their democratic transition. A provincial governmental official says at least 29 people have been killed and 81 wounded in a suicide bombing inside a Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan. The official said the attacker blew himself up inside a mosque in the eastern Paktia provincial capital of Gardez. He said the bomber slipped in undetected through a side door. The mosque was packed with worshippers. There's been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Friday, China announced a $60 billion list of U.S. goods, including coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals, for retaliation if Washington goes ahead with its latest tariff threat. VOA's Philip Alexio has that story.
China's finance ministry accused the Trump administration of damaging the global economy after it proposed hiking duties on $200 billion of Chinese goods in the second round of a dispute over technology. A ministry statement saying that China was forced to take countermeasures. It said that retaliatory duties between 5 and 25% on over 5,000 products will be imposed if the U.S. side persists in putting its tariff measures into effect. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The World Health Organization says another Ebola outbreak has been reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Reuters' Matthew Larrotonda has more.
Less than 2 weeks have passed since the World Health Organization declared the last Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo to be over. And now we're learning of another one. It's in a much more remote and dangerous area of the country. Doctors administering a potent experimental vaccine may be difficult to replicate. It's also not yet clear how big it is. The DRC's health ministry says four people have tested positive for the virus, but they also said 20 people have already died from symptoms consistent with it in the last few weeks.
That was Reuters' Matthew Larrotonda. A week after Pakistan went to the polls and the party of internationally renowned cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan claimed victory, questions continue to be raised over the fairness and transparency of the polling process. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has that story.
Leaders of several of Pakistan's largest political parties gathered in capital Islamabad Thursday to denounce last week's polls as rigged.
We reject the results of these elections, as well as this election commission.
The party said they would field their own candidates for prime minister against Imran Khan of PTI, who won at the polls. The parties alleged the election commission of Pakistan was working with the powerful military to help Khan's PTI win in polls. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The United States is getting some international help in fighting wildfires in California, Oregon, and Washington from Australia and New Zealand. State Fire Service Chief Shane Fitzsimmons says his team is prepared for harsh firefighting conditions.
That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're experiencing doing. And our focus is all about safety.
The fires have killed six people and damaged more than 1,000 homes. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.